The council stayed in a closed session until past midnight, deliberating on which of three remaining candidates will take over what's arguably the city's most powerful job. But after 4 hours of debate, the council had no decision to report. Even before the evening session extended into the night, the search ran into complication when the candidates faced one final test. They were supposed to meet with citizens at a public reception and Q&A. The problem is, other than city staff, less than 2 dozen people showed up.
We would have liked to have seen more, but, you know, it's hard to get people out.
Councilwoman Beth Pickering suggested the lack of turnout could delay the decision.
There may be some interest in giving the community a little bit more time to weigh in, like maybe over the weekend.
The decision is between two longtime City of Charlotte officials, Ron Kimball and Ruffin Hall, and one outside candidate, Ron Carley. Assistant City Manager Ruffin Hall is the clean-shaven one.
I bring a sense of new ideas and innovation, coupled with a realistic and pragmatic understanding of what we can accomplish.
He spent a decade heading Charlotte's budget office, which is where the past two city managers have come from. The mustachioed Ron Kimball is deputy budget director. He's overseen large economic development projects for the city, like the NASCAR Hall of Fame and the stadium deals for the Charlotte Knights and the Carolina Panthers.
Economic development in our neighborhoods is very important, as well as economic development in attracting new businesses, growing existing businesses, but also making sure that we're creating jobs with the private sector in our community.
Kimball applied for the job last time, but lost out to Kurt Walton. Ron Carley is the bearded outsider. He's been city manager before, in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. Carley left in 2009 to join the International City Council Management Association, but now he says he misses the job.
Yeah, I really missed it. I would go to meetings and sit with other managers, or I would go in and provide technical assistance, and then just walk away from it, and I think, whoa, no, I want to help make that happen.
The council doesn't have much more time to wrap up the search. The schedule calls for picking a candidate and extending a job offer by Tuesday. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.